Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this very special edition of Motown Memories, we're celebrating the 100th Motown Memories show, thanks to your support. This half hour will feature all jam and hits from 1965. We'll hear from the Velvettes, Kim Weston, The Miracles, The Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, and Marvin Gaye, all coming up this half hour on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Let me know. rock me, rock me a little while.
Hold me, darling.
Rock me on just a little while.
I'm losing you and my happiness. My life is over. I'm back to bed. I'll never, never see a smiling face no more.
Rock me, rock me a little while.
Oh, darling.
Rock me on for just a little while.
From one great Motown song to another, you're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Smokey Robinson with The Miracles and Going to a Go-Go, and they reached number 11 from 1965. And before that, Kim Weston had a top 50 song in 1965 that same year, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and we started off with The Velvettes. It's actually the Motown Memories theme song. This song was recorded and released in 1965, but never charted, and it was called Ain't No Place Like Motown. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon celebrating the 100th Motown show. and this half hour will feature jam and hits from 1965. Well, the miracle of Motown embraces more than just music. While music is the heart of the matter, of course, but even outside of it, its cultural context. Motown music has a life of its own. These songs resonate with joy. They speak to everyone, black, white, and everyone in between. But within its historical framework, Motown takes on a deeper meaning. The musical movement in the 1960s represented not only a nation at a critical time in history, but also a nation within a nation. By that I mean there was a lot of racial disharmony, and the 1960s saw Motown bridging the gap a little bit between black and white. Let's continue now with a number one song from the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, right here on this special 100th show, Motown Memories with Tom Pound.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yes. All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Shotgun, and that reached number 4 from 1965. And before that, from that same year of 65, Stevie Wonder had a great hit with Uptight, Everything's Alright, and that reached number 3. Stevie Wonder hadn't had a hit for a while, and Motown was thinking of dropping him, and that song put him back into the spotlight. And we started off with the Four Tops, a number 1 from 65, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. This is Tom Fallon with Motown Memories, and this is a special 100th edition of Motown Memories. Thanks so much for your support, for allowing this show to continue. It is now the longest-running syndicated show of its kind. Well, as an expression of entrepreneurial energy, Motown began in the late 1950s with an extraordinary African-American family on the rise. While Mr. Gordy's son, Berry Gordy Sr., also known as Pops Gordy, was a hard-working subcontractor, Mother Gordy had her own small insurance agency, while the brothers and sisters opened up a printing shop, ran a photography concession, ran a nightclub, and dabbled in music. The most musical sibling in the group was Brother Berry Gordy Jr., who goes from prize fighting to assembly line worker to record store owner in the jazz section to songwriter. While it is Berry, boasted by his assertive sisters, who uses a modest portion of a hard-earned family fund to start a label. That was $800 to start the Motown label in 1959. Let's continue now with another signature tune. The Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love, right here on this special 100th edition of Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. On Motown Memories. On Motown Memories.
My heart, you free.
Motown memory from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown memories with Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon.
Work all day,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay,
baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey. I'd be doggone if you ain't a pretty thing,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring, huh,
baby.
And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey,
hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doggone.
Baby,
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear me? Well, now what I say? Believe me. Well, every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much. All I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving in. Feel like nobody could. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
Well, that was Marvin Gaye with I'll Be Doggone, and that reached number 8 from 65. Before that, Mothra and the Vandellas, that same year of 65, had a number 6 song with Nowhere to Run. And we started with the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love, number 1 from that same year, 1965. Well, we've been featuring this half hour, all jamming hits from 1965, on this special 100th Motown Memory Show. Well, Marvin Gaye once observed that we were all poor kids looking to move up during this period when the Motown label started. Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, made us feel safe by accepting us into his family. On some level, I believe he really loved us. He excited our ambition by presenting the hope of success. But he also struck fear in our hearts by letting us know that if we weren't willing to work our ass off, somebody else was. We knew we could be replaced. The talent pool in Detroit was as deep as Lake Erie. Let's continue in the next half hour with more jamming hits from the great years of the 1960s, right here on the special 100th edition of Motown Memories of Tom Fallon.